Welcome, everyone. Sabbath blessing. And for those that are listening on the phone, welcome and Sabbath blessing to you all. And for those that will be listening to the recording on a later date, Sabbath blessing to you too, and may the Lord bless you during this study. We are still in Desire of Ages, in chapter 10, The Voice in the Wilderness. This is part 3 on this day, March 8, 2014. Before we begin our study, we would like to have opening song, and it's taken from the Psalm Book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, and it's entitled, Come Unto Me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and have heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and got heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest. Ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. For my yoke is easy, come on unto me. If anyone of the dear family would like to have opening prayer, or the little ones.
Hi, Father, I thank you for this field to have this for today. I thank you for this field to wake us up this morning to have no blessed day. I thank you for being able to shield us from the cold weather out there, even when it's snow. I pray you be able to give me a mile of safe travels as we head for New York to see our family and friends again. Let us be able to understand life and law and to be helping one another. I pray you be able to change Sister Jasmine's heart and his heart, that way she can be able to turn back to you instead of what she has done before. And let us be able to be watching for one another, and let us be able to be respecting one another, so that way we can be able to not only care for others, but we can be able to also be known that what we are doing what is right in our hearts and our minds, and that we may be able to fulfill the law of Moses. And let us be able to be blessed and to always be helpful in all our thinkings. Forgive us all for our sins and our iniquities. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. So to begin our study today, we will begin with the opening scriptures of our study, taken from the book of Matthew chapter 3, verse 3, from the King James Version. And it reads, For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make it fast straight. This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 3 of our lesson, The Voice in the Wilderness. So let us continue in our book, Desire Ages, chapter 10. We will be covering pages 103 to 106. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall know all me, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Amen.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34. But this shall be the covenant that I will make the house of
Jeremiah 31:37. Thus said the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth search out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, said the Lord. Amen.
Isaiah 8, page 103. He looked upon the king in his beauty, and self was forgotten. He beheld the majesty of holiness, and felt himself to be insufficient and unworthy. He was ready to go forth as heaven's messenger, unawed by the human, because he had looked upon the divine. He could stand erect and fearless in the presence of the earthly monarchs, because he had bowed low before the kings of kings. Isaiah 8:103.
Isaiah 8, page 103. John did not fully understand the nature of the Messiah's kingdom. He looked for Israel to be delivered from her national foes, but the coming of a king in righteousness and the establishment of Israel as a holy nation was the great object of his hope. Thus he believed would be accomplished the prophecy given at his birth. To remember his holy covenant, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life.
Praise the Lord. Good job, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. How was self forgotten in John? And did John fully understand the nature of the Messiah's kingdom? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babala.
The answer is, he looked upon the king in his beauty. He beheld the majesty of holiness and felt himself to be inefficient and unworthy. And no, he looked for Israel to be delivered from her national foes. But the coming of a king in righteousness and the establishment of Israel as a holy nation was the great object of his hope. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. But it will be open mic for anyone of the dear family that know this scripture song is taken from Isaiah 41, verse 10 from the King James Version.
Isaiah 41:10.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yeah, I will help thee, yeah, I will uphold thee with my right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41:10.
Amen.
Lord, good job, dear ones. If anyone of the dear family would like to continue on the next paragraph, bubble up. Welcome to all the dear virgins coming in. We are still reading from Desire of Ages, page 1.
Desire of Ages, page 103. He saw his people deceived, self-satisfied, and asleep in their sins. He longed to rouse them to a holier life.
Desire of Ages, page 103. He saw his people deceived, self-satisfied, and asleep in their sins. He longed to rouse them to a holier life. The message that God had given him to bear was designed to startle them from their lethargy and cause them to tremble because of their great wickedness. Before the sea of the gospel could find lodgment, the soil of the heart must be broken up. Before they would seek healing from Jesus, they must be awakened to their danger from the wounds of sin.
Desire of Ages, page 104. God does not send messengers to flatter the sinner. He sends no message of peace to lull the unsanctified into fatal security. He lays heavy burdens upon the conscience of the wrongdoers and pierces the souls with arrows of conviction. The ministering angels present to him the fearful judgments of God to deepen the sense of need and prompt the cry, "What must I do to be saved?" Then the hand that has humbled in the dust lifts up the penitent.
Desire of Ages, page 104. The voice that has rebuked sin and put to shame pride and ambition inquires with tender sympathy, what would thou do I shall do unto thee? Desire of Ages, 104. When the ministry of John began, the nation was in a state of excitement and discontent, verging on the revolution at the removal of the archaeologist. Judea had been brought directly under the control of Rome.
Desire of Ages, page 104. The tyranny and extortion of the Roman governors and their determined efforts to introduce the heathen symbols and customs kindled revolt, which had been quenched in the blood of thousands of the bravest of Israel. All this intensified the national hatred against Rome and increased the longing to be freed from her power.
Praise the Lord. Good job, dear ones. Doesn't it seem that history repeated itself? We must stand for what it is that we are convicted, no matter what government is in power. Question, boys and girls, what does God not send his messengers to do? And what brought about revolt against the tyranny and extortion of the Roman government among Israel, causing them to desire to be freed from their power? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is, to flatter the sinner, he delivers no message of peace to lull the unsanctified into fatal security. He lays heavy burdens upon the conscience of the wrongdoer, and pierces the soul with arrows of conviction, and their determined efforts to introduce the heathen symbols and customs kindled revolt which had been quenched in the blood of thousands of the bravest of Israel. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 104. Amid discord and strife, a voice was heard from the wilderness, a voice startling and stern, yet full of hope. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. With a new strange power, it moved the people. Prophets had foretold the coming of Christ as an event far in the future, but here was an announcement that it was at hand. John's singular appearance carried the minds of his hearers back to the ancient seers. In his manner and dress, he resembled the prophet Elijah.
Desire of Ages, page 104. With the spirit of power Elijah, he denounced the natural corruption. He rebuked the prevailing sin. His words were plain, pointed, convincing. Many believed him to be one of the prophets raised up from the dead. The whole nation was stirred. Multitudes flocked to the wilderness.
Desire of Ages, page 104. John proclaimed the coming of Nazarite,
the Messiah,
and called people to repentance as a symbol of cleansing from sin. He baptized them in the water of the Jordan. Thus, by the significance of object lesson.
Good job, dear ones. Boys and girls, what was heard amid discord and strife in the wilderness? And what did John proclaim? And another one, dear ones, and what did John's appearance bring to the minds of the hearers? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is, a voice startling and stern, yet full of hope. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. With power, it moved the people and called the people to repentance. As a symbol of cleansing from sin, he baptized them in the waters of the Jordan. And back to the ancient seers, his manner and dress resembled the...
Amen. Great job, dear one. So let's learn a beautiful hymn together. And also, this particular hymn is going to be sung by any one of the dear family that knows this hymn. Will you share it with us in the room? It's called Redeem How I Love to Proclaim It.
Redeem how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeem, redeem. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeem, His child is forever I am. Redeem and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me to continual doubt. Redeem, redeem, redeem by the blood of the Lamb. Redeem, redeem, His child is forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of Him all the day long. I sing for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Redeem, redeem, redeem by the blood of the Lamb. Redeem, redeem. His child is forever I am. I know there's a crown that is waiting in yonder bright mansions for me. And soon with the Spirit made perfect, at home with my Lord I shall be. Redeem, redeem, redeem by the blood of the Lamb. Redeem. Redeem, His child is forever I am.
Amen. Praise the Lord. His child and forever we all are in Christ Jesus. Welcome to the dear family that are coming in. We are still reading from the book Desire of Ages. We are in page 105. Next family that would like to take the next paragraph.
Desire of Ages, page 105. Princes and rabbis, soldiers, publicans, and peasants came to hear the prophet. For a time that solemn warning from God alarmed them. Many were brought to repentance and received baptism. Persons of all ranks submitted to the requirement of the Baptist in order to participate in the kingdom he announced.
Desire of Ages, page 105. Many of the scribes and Pharisees came confessing their sins and asking for baptism. They had exalted themselves as better than other men and had led the people to entertain a high opinion of their piety. Now the guilty secrets of their lives were unveiled. But John was impressed by the Holy Spirit that many of these men had no real conviction of sin. They were time servers. As friends of the prophet, they hoped to find favor with the coming prince. Desire of Ages, page 105. And by receiving baptism at the hands of this popular young teacher, they thought to strengthen their influence with the people. John met them with a scathing inquiry. All generation of vipers, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come. Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham.
Amen.
Great job, everyone. Boys and girls, why were many of the scribes and Pharisees coming, confessing their sins and asking for baptism? And how did John met them with this scanting inquiry? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The guilty secrets of their lives were unveiled, but John was impressed by the Holy Spirit that many of these men had no real conviction of sin by receiving baptism by him. They thought to strengthen their influence with the people. O generation of vipers, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come.
Desire Bears, page 106. The Jews had misinterpreted God's promise of eternal favor to Israel. Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the sea of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever.
Desire of Ages, page 106. Thus said the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, said the Lord. Jeremiah 31:35-37. The Jews regarded their natural descent from Abraham as giving them a claim to this promise, but they overlooked the condition which God had specified. Before giving the promise, he had said, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts and will be their God, and they shall be my people, for I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more. Jeremiah 31:33-34.
Praise the Lord. And I found a little prayer in the very bottom, and I would like to read it. It says, thank you, Lord, that in your mercy, your loving right on the tables of my heart, I wait on you, Lord, to complete the good that you have begun in me. And I pray that prayer for every little one that is in our homes, that the Lord will actually write the law upon their heart, that they may not sin against them. So question, boys and girls, why did the Jews misinterpret of God, and how did the Jews regard their inherent connection to Abraham concerning God's promise? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, God's promise of eternal favor to Israel and claims of the promise from their natural descent, but they overlook the conditions which God had specified. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And praise God for allowing us to be able to finish the study, even though we have our technical trouble. But praise the Lord that he sees through on finishing the study. So next week, we will continue with part 4 of our study in our lesson book, The Voice in the Wilderness. If any one of the dear family, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
If we could all bow our heads and our hearts for a closing prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy most precious and holy name. Father, as we come together to end this youth service, Father Jesus, I pray that you touch each and every one of our hearts, Father Jesus, all the little ones, all the moms and dads in the chat room, Father Jesus, touch them in a special way. I pray that you forgive us for all of our sins and our iniquities and everything we fall short upon, Father God. I pray that you see us safely through the upcoming week, Father God, and please, God, protect us in all things. I pray for my family, spiritual blood family. I pray for everyone, Father God, I pray. In all the name of Jesus Christ, I bless you, dear. Amen.
Amen. So we have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath lesson. And next week, or next Sabbath, we'll be still in chapter 10, The Voice in the Wilderness, will be part 4, and that will be held on March 15, 2014. So may all the dear family around the world, here in the room, and those listening, may you have a blessed Sabbath and a blessed rest of the day, and may you enjoy all the activities that has been prepare for all the children to continue in their study and growing in grace. Have a blessed Sabbath, everyone. God bless you all.